This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
He charged me with resisting arrest.
Get that confidence in jail.
I object.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to, this is actually a bonus episode of Allegedly Bravo, because this week, if you want to check out the other episode, it's going to be about Dan Schneider and Amanda Bynes. And I know that like not a lot of people want to hear about like child sex pests. So we're going to be talking about Scandafall in this episode.
I'm so sorry. I tried to keep. Honestly, I was actually talking to someone. Let me introduce myself.
Okay, so this is, I'm bringing on a guest today. I'm bringing on Leah from Classic Sky Tops, also known as my co-host on the Can We Talk About show, where we just talk about whatever we want. Hi. Leah was in the room with me when Jen Shaw got sentenced.
Yes.
You've heard her before. She's back.
I was on when we talked about Tom Girardi.
And now here we are. And yet another Tom. Look at us.
Oh, my God.
Look at us.
Another, you know, what's Tom. So funny is I was actually talking to one of my friends who is a therapist. And she was talking about how weird, like the Selena Gomez documentary. And she brought up like Disney people, and I go, well, it's no different than Nickelodeon, because apparently that guy
did
some stuff. So the timing.
The timing.
It was also funny, we were talking about names. Like, you don't know a bad Bob.
It's true.
Like, you hear the name Bob, it's like, oh my God, that's so nice. But
I have an Uncle Bob. He's my favorite uncle.
Yeah, like I have an Uncle Bob, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna go back.
No offense to my other uncles,
week.
But yeah.
I don't know a bad Bob, but man, there's some bad Toms.
But man, are the Toms kind of weird. I also have an Uncle Tom, and he's fine. He's like nice.
Yeah, no,
he's
a nice guy.
But
I love my Uncle Tom.
But listen, it's like you all know a Karen that's pretty good. I went to law school with the Karen. She was all right, but that doesn't make every other Karen all right, does
my
it?
My mom's best friend was Karen, who passed away, and they were best friends for 30 like years.
God rest her soul.
I love Karen.
Yeah.
Listen, but I also had
an aunt. Help who you're named after.
No, but
it's not our fault.
Toms are ruined.
Toms are. I have so many thoughts. I do too. So specifically, I need to pick your brain about, obviously, we need to get so far deep into Watch What Happens Live.
Okay.
You guys also,
I'm sorry,
Leah's a
I'm
pervert,
a little drunk.
So don't be listening with your kids. This is going to be a weird episode.
No, that'd be, don't ever listen to me.
We just spent like 3 hours recording for our other show. So like, we're insane right now, just so you know. If you're not ready for unhingedness, go listen to NPR because we're about to be unhinged for at least 40 minutes.
Yes. All right.
Okay, so before we get into Watch What Happens Live, like, because that is just like a fever dream in and of itself.
God. With
little Rob Lowe's son, who I'm obsessed with.
I did actually Google his age. I'm like, I don't want to be like that. He's 27.
Is he 20? Yeah, he's going to make the best boyfriend to somebody.
He's been dating this Olivia Rodriguez for like 3 years. And he's been sober.
He's dating Olivia Rodriguez?
Not that one.
Oh.
And another one. She's a model. She is gorgeous. And I went down the rabbit hole.
Lucky her.
I went on her Instagram and it's all bikini shots. And it's like, God bless.
Good for you, honey.
They don't post. He posts more on her than she posts of him.
That's so cute. That's when you know they're in love.
Yeah.
No, you know what I mean?
Adorable. And I knew of Baby Lo because he would always like shade his dad on social media.
Oh my
but
God.
Watching him on Watch What Happened.
It was so riveting.
Fuck. You can tell he's a fan.
He is into it. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like I felt comfortable with him being there. I was like, you know what? I'm going to trust that this guy knows the question to ask, the commentary to give, the follow-up to make. And I was right. I put my trust in Jake Owen Lowe.
Jake Owen Lowe.
And
no, it's not Jake Owen.
What is it?
Jake Owen's a singer. It's not.
You're right. You know, it's been a lot of glasses of wine.
Oh, hold on. Rob Lowe's son. It's John Jake. Owen.
John Owen.
John. And Jake Owen. Listen, both hot.
But if you're listening to this, which I'm sure you are because this is the number one rated podcast in the world, and I don't even know who Call Her Daddy is because they're number two and I'm number one. But like, love you. Love you, John Lowe.
Obviously, John Owen Lowe, you are a gift.
A gift. He needs to be back on. I'm not kidding you. No. After the reunion airs, like, and not just after reunion part one. I'm talking all three reunions need to air, and then he needs to come back on.
He needs to be on with every single Vanderpump star. And I'm obviously going to watch his Netflix show.
I need him, obviously. I mean, obviously. You talk about marketing.
This was
whoever scheduled this guest.
Genius.
Fucking give him a raise. I put that on Andy's Instagram. Andy posted like, John Lowe. And I said, whoever your booker is.
Give him a raise.
And of course you're going to listen to me. I'm the number one podcast in the
world. Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. I love this so much.
Okay. So Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
What the fuck was that?
Okay.
What was that?
I have notes.
Of course you do. Leah is a note-taking extraordinaire.
What I started doing, and Lauren gave me this brilliant idea, I have been just like getting a little bit high because
it's medicine. Yeah.
It's medicine. I have my medicinal. It is what it is. And I've been watching episodes once the gummy kicks in, and I've been documenting notes. I need to like make my comments on Twitter, but
each of your comments needs to be a tweet because they're hilarious.
Okay. I'll do it.
Okay.
But I want, okay. So this week's episode started, they were all at that dinner table and Tom's sitting there going to have the power. Oh, and James is talking about who the fuck are you, Uncle Ben from, did you notice that Rachel walked away from the bottom of the right screen and then Tom gets up a few seconds later and follows her?
I didn't notice that.
It takes me 2 hours to watch a 45-minute episode.
Leah, I swear to God, if you need to put that clip on Twitter because now I need to see it.
It's incredible.
I didn't notice.
It was right before Lala asks about her nipples, asking if they're straight.
No.
Yes.
I remember you that part because.
Yes.
Because I laughed and I said, that is so real.
Yeah. Raquel walks out the bottom of the screen and then you see Tom leaving. And then he's back at the table when Allie shows back up and Rachel also shows back up there.
So Allie and Rachel and Tom.
Yeah. So Allie comes back and okay. Then you see Tom show back up and Rachel show back up. So they were gone however long Allie was.
At least.
Yeah. And then they're at the club afterward. And I put, when Rachel walks into the club and Brock picks her up, you see Sandoval sliding in there and he starts dancing. Kind of like what I said about his good as gold.
Yeah. The but shimmy that you just did.
Yeah. He literally, you see him coming on screen and stands there a minute and then starts dancing like he's trying to get Rachel's attention.
I want to beat him up. I want to beat him up.
Did they ever, I don't mean to like bogart your allegedly Bravo podcast.
Please, by all means.
Did they ever explain why Tom and Ariana have separate beds?
It just so happens. You know when sometimes you go to a hotel and they're like, oh, all the king suites are booked.
But I feel like when you book as,
okay,
as a travel agent.
Yeah.
When you book a block of rooms, you can specify.
Can I also just say, when my boyfriend and I travel, if there is an option for one bed or two.
You guys put two?
We always put two. Because this is the way I feel about it. I love to eat in bed. He hates it. So if we're going to be on vacation in a hotel with room service.
I literally just said on the Can We Talk About podcast, you shouldn't fucking eat in bed.
I know you said that. And I said, listen, I'm going to ignore that comment because I would love to eat in bed every day. I will sneak M&Ms into bed and just like eat them.
I just want to clarify. I love eating in bed, but not chips. Not anything that could be like, because my dogs sleep in bed with me and they're little things. And if I'm laying in bed and I
know it's crumbs, princess in the pee. It's princess of the pee. But it's like,
thank you.
You're welcome. But it's like, I need a little snack. Sometimes I'll put just like a few Swedish fish on my nightstand so that when I wake up in the middle of the night, I can have
that's
a little snack.
Different. That's different. Like I
will eat a cheeseburger in bed. I have. No problem with
that. I'm just going to say, so will I. I've eaten Domino's in bed.
Absolutely.
So I get it, but it's just weird on you're in Mexico. You're there for a wedding. You would think like, oh, sexy I know. Time.
Yeah, you want to have sexy time. Well, we can do that in your bed because I'm going to be eating in mine later.
But I just thought it was very telling at that point. It's granted you're 9 years in a relationship. It's like, God, I just want to sleep. But mm-hmm. also I wouldn't think they're having a lot of sex because of stress of Tom.
Well,
or not Tom. I'm sorry.
The purported stress of Tom.
Swartz and Sandys.
Right. The purported stress of Swartz and Sandys, because it's like, yeah, maybe you're going around saying that you're stressed about Swartz and Sandys, but you have absolutely no problem finding the time to de-stress knee deep into Rachel's vagine.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
So why did you catch this, that Tom was telling Brock he's optimistic about any relationship ever?
He's what?
He's optimistic about any relationship ever.
Oh,
he and Brock are basically talking. And I think it was in regards to Shay, like mm-hmm. Shay, her first husband.
Right. Sheena Shay.
Yeah. And Tom was saying something along the lines of he feels better about this one. It seems like they're more compatible, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just him saying he's optimistic. I'm optimistic about you guys. Is I'm optimistic about any relationship ever.
Like, we're going to let it happen.
Like, that's so foretelling because I uh-huh. feel like they had sex before Mexico.
They did.
And he's like, Coachella happened.
Nobody will listen to me about that.
Coachella happened.
Coachella was in April. Coachella was in April. Tom says like he found out in August
from a one night stand. Come on. Bullshit.
Exactly.
Coachella for sure happened. And I think Tom is riding that high because I've noticed Rachel's not always wearing the lightning bolt necklace, but Tom is. And because I think
she's a player.
I think she was. And we'll get into watch what happens. But I honestly think he was already in on Rachel, which is so fucking creepy because he knew. But I don't think Schwartz and Rachel were actually a thing.
No, I don't think Schwartz and Rachel were actually a thing either. The whole thing makes me very uncomfortable.
What did you think about Tom and Katie's dinner?
Oh, that's a great question. So I've never been more team Katie than I was at that dinner.
That was awful. Awful.
He was a complete fucking asshole.
Motherfucker.
He was a gaslighting motherfucker. And you know what? Katie was so nice to him. And the fact that she just said, okay, I'm going to get up and go. And she did was like, wow, the respect I got for Katie in that moment was insane because I would have been like, fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
I do think she was absolutely right in saying you defend Brock, someone you hang out with three times a year, more than me. Someone had a thesis or a theory, I should say, on Instagram that said, Schwartz always felt like he could treat Katie like shit because he knew Katie was always going to be there.
Yes.
That's why he always defended his bro because he truly thought Katie was so in love with him.
That she was his little puppy dog.
Yeah. When he said that she's a provocateur and seeing tears in her eyes.
I know. I mean, because because she knew in that moment, I guarantee you she knew she made the right decision.
Yeah. Whatever people say about Katie.
Yeah.
I don't know how she dated someone like that because it's heartbreaking to have someone not stand up for you. And I know in Can We talked about Danielle saying, Carl needs to stand up for Lindsay. I mean, we talked about all that.
Yeah.
But Tom Schwartz, 10 years into this show, he always sides with Sandoval.
He can't. Always. I know. You know, I put it on Twitter. I was like, you know, what the fuck is going on with obviously Tom Schwartz and like never defending Katie. And somebody goes, I discussed this. By the way, I am so obsessed with how serious people take these topics because.
Oh my God, me too.
It is so serious. And people I appreciate that
don't
it.
Know Vanderpump are suddenly
on it.
So, and then it's analyzing. It's amazing.
So this NJ Shore 65 goes, I discussed this with my husband. We both agree that while doing it in front of people isn't okay, our commitment to each other includes pointing out when the other may not be acting or reacting reasonably, not saying you're great even when you're acting like an a-hole. And I agree because me and my George Glass have this same exact like relationship where it's like,
is that what you call your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Because I didn't mean to say his name on the other podcast.
That's okay. Because it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, like when me and him are in front of each other, like, yeah, I'll be totally 100% on his side. And maybe when we get home, I'll be like, yo, this is how we should think about that. I mean, you know, of course I'm using him as the example when usually it's the other way around, but oops. Sorry, Heidi. Did you hear that?
I absolutely agree because I think you need to keep the fights to behind closed doors because people will take anything.
Yeah.
And run with it.
It needs to be a united front.
Yeah. 100%. Like my mom and dad.
In front of people.
My mom and dad have been married for going on 38 years. It'll be 39 years next year. Like Groundhog's Day. They have never fought in front of us.
Ever. Wow.
No one has, like, no, they fought. And I know when mom and dad are like in a fight, but in public, like around other friends or families, I have no recollection.
Wow.
My dad has even, he defends my mom so much. Wow. It has caused some turmoil on his side of the family. And it's the reason my older half sister and I don't have a relationship because of that. But so to me, it's like, why are you not defending your wife?
Absolutely.
Regardless if she's in the wrong, that's your wife's.
Right.
Go behind closed doors in the privacy of your home and say, Katie, listen, but Katie also needs to tell Tom, which I'm sure she has. That's the thing. We've seen her on TV.
Right.
Year after year after year telling Tom, you don't defend me.
Absolutely. And it's like, and consistently, he's like, well, you started it.
You caused this.
Yeah.
I have been an asshole sometimes.
Absolutely. So who amongst us is not an asshole?
But I would expect my boyfriend, I've never been married, but I've been in relationships, and I would want them to say, in that moment, if I'm being an asshole, say, hey, we need to go, or I need you to take a breath.
Yeah.
And then talk about it later. Not sit there if I'm crying and say, you caused, that's such gaslighting.
And you can even not even take their side if you think they're so wrong, but you can just pull the plug and be like, we're done.
We're going to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think about, okay, when the Toms were on that little, when the girls were having their day on the catamaran and the guys were sitting there, what did you think about Schwartz saying it feels illegal to check out other girls? And Sandoval goes, does it? Like in his little voice. And then saying him and Ariana check girls out all the time.
Oh,
do you think Ariana's bisexuality gave Sandoval a reason to cheat?
I think that Sandoval used Ariana's bisexuality as a reason to cheat.
Yeah. Me too.
That's how I think it happened. Like, I think that, you know, he weaponizes anything about somebody to get what he wants.
Oh, yeah. Like, Kristen's crazy.
Exactly. Like, Kristen's crazy. Okay.
Kristen pushed him into Ariana.
Right. And, like, yeah, sure. We agree with you. Kristen's crazy. But does Kristen deserve to be cheated on like that? Like, no.
They were just, but there's also been reports that come out that Kristen has said, we stayed together longer than we should have.
Absolutely. And hindsight's 50-50 or whatever you want to call it.
2020. Yeah. I do think it was weird. It was 100% weird that Tom Schwartz saying he feels like it's illegal to check out other girls when he cheated on Katie the entire relationship.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute. Why do you think that's so bad when we literally watched you like make out with someone in a pool in San Diego, like, didn't we?
He literally had sex with other people and he goes, it feels wrong now.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel wrong because of Katie. It feels wrong because of Joe.
Oh.
The secret girlfriend. That's all it is.
But did you listen to Danny Pellegrino?
No.
With Katie on it? So Katie was on with Danny Pellegrino. And Tom, sorry. Do you hear
Heidi.
That? Yeah, Heidi is itching herself in the most aggressive
way. No, that's possible. Fine. If my dog was in here, I would think he was humping his little bear.
It's crazy.
It's fine.
She's so aggressive like that. But she just loves an itch, you know?
I
love an itch. Well, anyway. Look at that cup, Leah.
I know.
Anyway, on Danny Pellegrino, Katie was saying that because Danny was like, who is this Joe lady? Like, elaborate. And Katie said that they were not dating. Joe and Tom Schwartz were not dating. And that that Joe really was in between apartments and just crashed on Tom's couch.
Oh.
And that she didn't understand why this girl picked Tom's couch because they were like friendly, but not BFF. And that the girl just like came, crashed on the couch for a couple weeks and then left and then became friends with Raquel.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But wasn't Joe friends with Kristen?
Yes, but I think she was friends with Kristen and that was its own relationship. But I don't think she was friends with Schwartz. I think she was friendly with Schwartz, but they weren't texting regularly.
Maybe Kristen, but I feel like Kristen would have come out and said, I put Joe and Schwartz together.
Well, I don't think that Joe and Schwartz became friendly like that until after Katie and Joe stopped being friends.
Interesting.
I'm not sure though, you know.
But you know what? The VPR dynamics have allegedly. I do think though that Sandoval thinking, because again, let me open my notes app. Sandoval thinking, okay, there is a part that when Sandoval was saying, Ariana and I check out girls all the time, I couldn't understand if he said, and guys, or ain't gotta know.
He means it ain't no, don't even worry about it.
But I went back. I have my captions on the TV all the time.
I hate
all
that.
The time.
No, I mean, I love that, but I hate when even the captions don't catch it.
Yeah. So the caption, I went back 3 or 4 times and I don't understand if he was saying something ain't gotta know, Ariana ain't gotta know when he's checking girls out, or the guys don't. I don't know. It was just weird, but
everything about him is creepy vibes now.
What did you think about Lala talking to Ollie, or not Ollie, Allie on the catamaran?
It was just so funny to me because it was I said, hindsight's 20/20 or whatever you guys want to call it. But it's this girl is literally, she's giving advice from the perspective of I sort of dated an asshole and now we're in a custody battle and he's actually the subject of a giant investigation and might be arrested for some sort of abusive situation. And so she's coming from that perspective and projecting that on Allie. But it's
Allie
and
her are the same age.
No.
No, I'm pretty sure, because did you not see the clip that Allie was on a reality show years ago?
Yeah, but anyone could be. I mean, people but forget I think that time, everyone in LA is on a reality show.
Okay, well, let me look. Allie VPR age.
And I'll look up Lala VPR
age. She's 27.
Lala's 32. See, I can see myself.
So 5 years. Okay.
Yeah, I can see myself lecturing a 27-year-old.
Yeah, me too. I lecture you all the time. There's 5 years difference.
I just choked. Sorry.
When honestly, no, I don't lecture you.
We lecture each other.
Yeah. But I thought it was sweet because I feel like Lala was really taking Allie under her wing and just saying, hey, just be aware.
Be aware.
James is for sure a love bomber. 100%. He loves
a million bomb. Percent a love
bomber. I saw the thing you post on Instagram of Ariana going, this screaming Ariana and going, what was the spinny thing?
What was the spinny thing?
I don't think it's smart that James started drinking again.
I don't think it's smart that he started drinking again either. But here's what I'll say about James and drinking. I really do believe James drinking and Carl drinking are two different men drinking. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that while I don't necessarily think that now is the right time for James to start drinking again, I don't think that he's one of those guys where he cannot have one drink. He's just misbehaving. That's it.
He's always kind of been that way.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, having functioning alcoholics in my family, he's probably a functioning alcoholic.
And I think that there's a difference, obviously, between functioning and unfunctioning. And it's if your life is fine and your people are getting along with you and there's no problems, I guess, what do I fucking care if you're drinking?
I do think, though, some people, how they handle too,
My
Maddie,
yep.
he... he called me last night at 1:15 in the morning. And I'm like, mm-hmm. what the fuck are you doing? Mm-hmm. Because he never drinks. So like two drinks to him
is a lot. Drinks to him, yeah.
That's like 8 or 9 drinks to someone else.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
I do think, what do you think about Rachel doing that Muppet scene? Like,
you know what? It gave me so much like anxiety. It really did, because I was like looking at her like, I can't laugh at you because you're fucking fool.
Would you have laughed at her if you didn't know about Scandoval?
I think I still would have been shocked because I never expected it out of her. Like, it wasn't even that I couldn't laugh. Like, I couldn't laugh because I was shocked.
The way her
sleeves were puppets. Yeah.
And I think I texted you this. It reminds me of when you get like a turkey or something and they have those white pieces of paper along their legs. And she's like, nee, nee,
nee, nee, nee. Oh my like, God.
It's just, and here's the thing. Rachel's voice bothers me because when she's like with Tom Schwartz at that kiss, suddenly her voice isn't like, well, you're supposed to. But then like when she's talking
to Katie. She's like, well, do you want to kiss me? Mwah.
Yeah. Oh, I turn you on.
Do you want to be turned on? It's like, but then with Katie Christina and Kelly Lip Balm Girl, yeah.
She's like, it would just be better
if you weren't there. It's like, you know what? Shut the fuck up. You want to know what would be better, Rachel? It would be better if you weren't fucking someone's boyfriend.
How did you do pageants with a shaky voice? Oh, I don't know. But I have to ask you.
Okay.
When Ariana was talking about Rachel's ears perking up when about Schwartz and that whole scene, and she is, when Ariana made that comment about how Schwartz being married, what I put was fucking Rachel saying that's what it is while looking directly at Ariana in regards to Schwartz only making out with people when he's married. Because Ariana made that comment, oh, well, you make out with people, is it because they're not married?
Right.
Right before that, Rachel looked at Tom and then at Sandoval and then looked at Ariana and goes, that's what it is. And then looked like that look with Tom going, that's what it is. It's, oh my God.
It's so bad.
How she couldn't stop looking at Sandoval during that. And my heart for Ariana, it was breaking.
I know. I do have a lot to say about Ariana's luggage company. Like, I do have a lot to say about that.
Genius marketing.
Genius marketing, but I also have a bone to pick. But let's take a quick commercial break really quickly because I have a lot more to say, but we need to hear from some people.
Yeah.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back from the commercial break. I feel like we have a lot we can still discuss about the latest episode. Do you have any closing thoughts before we move on to Watch What Happens?
I do think I don't like the fact that Rachel says, like, that thing of my attraction to Schwartz outweighs the desire to be friends with Katie.
Yeah, that's not a girl's
You know
girl.
That she's fucking her friend's boyfriend. Like, so
Raquel is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Do you think she'll come back?
Bravo and Cocktails has this blind for their cocktail party, which I am thinking about just subscribing to because
why
God
not?
Damn it. But apparently there's demotions and there's another VPR affair.
Hmm. Yeah. Affair? Another yeah. one?
There's two more people hooking up, which honestly.
Yeah, I already know who it is.
Who is it?
It has
James
to be.
James and Lala.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. It is now officially on the record.
They'll be endgame.
They are endgame. And yeah. I always call Lala Kent, Lala Kennedy.
Because here's the thing. I could actually see them being together and I support it.
Yeah.
Because she calls him out.
Exactly.
But he worships the ground that she walks on.
Absolutely.
There's that actual bit at Lisa Vanderpump's house when Lala's like, you have no idea. You're talking about putting a baby in her like it's nothing.
Yeah.
I actually do like them together because I think she would keep him faithful.
Yeah.
But also, yeah. No, I love
them.
He
worries me though. But yeah, I love them together. Okay.
But
so Watch What Happens Live was fucking insane. Oh, obviously, we've already discussed our love for Little Lo, aka John Lo. Love him.
So cute.
But right off the bat, it was super weird. And I have to play a clip for you because it's 45 seconds, so please bear with me. But to me, this summed up who Schwartz was as a person.
Okay.
Okay. Let me turn it up. Ready?
Yeah. Abused that a little bit.
Okay.
She was like always getting in tiffs. And she's like, you're either with me or against me.
Okay.
She demanded unconditional loyalty. Early on, she's put a lot of work into herself and she's way better now. Katie, love you. But in the beginning, she was kind of a monster.
Okay.
She was a monster. She's had a falling out with every single person in her life multiple times. And I don't know. I didn't like getting dragged into all that. And I guess I became a little numb when she actually did need me. It's like the boy who cried wolf.
Okay. I think I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
I guess just, do you want a monster is the word monster.
Did I say monster?
Well, yeah.
Multiple times.
Relationship.
I mean, multiple times you said monster.
And then not realizing he said it. So one, for Kyle Cook to come out and say he wasn't drunk and he wasn't eating pasta. He called his ex-wife monster multiple times. Goes, I called her that?
I'm sorry.
He was on
Kyle,
something.
Shut the fuck up, you dumb fucking idiot. I cannot with Kyle.
You have no...
The audacity.
The audacity of you. You have no room to sit there and say he wasn't on anything.
I know.
We can see the whites around the entire of your eyes.
Come on.
But can I play devil's advocate?
Oh my God. If you dare.
I can see what he was saying in the beginning. Listen to me.
Okay,
in the beginning.
Okay.
If it truly was like that in the beginning, that would be a lot. Like, she was needing this night. But at the same time.
But you're married.
No, this was when they started dating. He made it seem like when they were started dating.
Okay. But at the same time, I was right when they got married.
If you knew that's how she was, why stay with her? You can't blame her for how she is when she showed you who she was.
But you can't blame someone for being themselves for 9 years. If you didn't like them, you needed to go. And that's why I will say, and please, if you're offended, skip ahead 30 seconds if you're easily offended. He's a fucking pussy.
He is. No, he is.
He's a pussy baby back bitch.
I'm on season 2 of my VPR rewatch again right now. And it's like, you forgot he was there. Granted, he wasn't a main character. He wasn't.
Right.
And Schwartz will never be main character energy.
He
ever.
Just can't be.
He can't. But I also see it as he really didn't have a backbone.
Well, I mean, remember like the first, you're probably at this point right now when he had to quit working at Villa Blanca.
No, I'm not even there yet. I'm still in season two.
So there was a point where he, remember, had to quit.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't handle being a bartender. It's like, wait a minute, you can't handle being a bartender, so you just go ahead and open an entire bar twice?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then call Katie a bitch for being a working girl? Fuck you.
He wants to have that bar lifestyle, but not have any of the work.
Lisa Vanderpump's bank account with no work. And don't we all? But of course. Just not the way life works, honey.
I do think so. Like, if we can start at the beginning of Watch What Happens.
Yeah.
What do you think, when he said that he was fed a narrative that...
Right. That's a great question.
Like, he was made to think like Schwartz or Sandoval and Ariana were having problems. Sandoval tried to hit, break up with her several times. He was under the understanding that they were broken up. And like, I need your thoughts because I have a thought.
So I think that Schwartz is a liar. I don't believe anything that he says ever, ever. And I think that he knew when, like, he talks about, like, well, I heard about the one night stand in August. So this is my thought based on only dots I've connected on my own. Okay.
Okay.
No real evidence here. But I think that what happened was Raquel and Sandoval fucked at Coachella.
100%.
100%. But I think that they told everyone, no, we didn't. Like, they obviously are spreading rumors that aren't true. And so they probably told Sandoval this wasn't true. And then in August.
And Sandoval's an idiot.
Sandoval's a fucking idiot. So I'm sure, like, through the summertime, Sandoval played dumb because he is. And then in August, learned about the, quote, one night stand, which I believe, based on nothing, that was the April hookup at Coachella.
I agree. I also, like, I struggle, is Schwartz an idiot, or are the bros so used to protecting each other?
That is, like, the most Oprah thing you've ever said. Like, were you silent? Or were you silenced? Like, that is exactly it with Schwartz. Like, what's the deal? Like, were you silent?
Or were you silenced? Like, are you an idiot?
Or are you fucking
playing an idiot?
Yeah. And I think he's silent.
I think he tried to make that excuse of, I had more things going on in my life. I wasn't paying attention.
He's like, oh, I was going through a divorce. Yeah, maybe. But you didn't like Katie anyway.
I also he says something about his dad and then someone dying, which I've had things happen. Like, as you know, I've been.
Absolutely. Through the ringer.
But I also, like, I feel like if I knew my friend, my best friend, was cheating or slept with someone who was a groomsman in my wedding.
Right.
I'd be like,
No, and so was Ariana, by the way.
Yeah.
So was Ariana. No.
That's what I'm implying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm implying. That my best friend was cheating on not only a friend, but someone was another groomsman in my wedding.
And it's like, not only was she a groomsman in his wedding, but then she went into business with his then wife.
Like, it is a... But I do, and I'm not a Schwartz apologist at all, but no, after meeting his brothers, it was always weird that Schwartz was so, we always thought he was so different than them. But then at him and Katie's wedding, he took a bath in the river and
he drank
a lot of Coors Light, which I'm currently drinking, but that's only because I needed to step away from vodka.
Well, and obviously, as one does. But I feel like with Tom Schwartz, it's like, love his brothers, and I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But obviously, Tom Schwartz was like the star kid in the family.
But
and it's like, if that's your star.
Yeah, because apparently all his triplet brothers like still sleep in the same room?
Well, I think that there's a bit of like a spectrum issue. But I think they're on the spectrum somewhere.
Oh, no, 100%. And absolutely nothing wrong with it. I have, you know, it is what it is. But it was always weird. It's like, oh, man, Tom's like this model and this and that. And then here's his brothers. And now we're seeing it's not just social cues.
No.
Is it?
No, it's not. Because it's also like, is it stupidness or is it learned helplessness?
Oh, there's your Oprah moment.
You know what I mean? It's like, is this a deficiency or are you purposefully
adapting
so that the bar can be lower for you?
He plays that helpless puppy dog look exactly. A lot. And Ariana called it out saying, why is no one getting mad at Schwartz?
Absolutely.
Ever.
Well, here's what, Ariana. We're all pretty fucking mad at him.
As someone that has ADHD, right? And you have attention deficit things.
Yeah.
What? How was your reaction when Schwartz goes, well, Tom has ADHD?
I literally designed a sweatshirt because I could not get over it. I'm like, Tom has ADHD. Are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me? Like, well, come on, you guys. Like, Tom has ADHD. Like, you must give him a break. It's like, Tom doesn't have a perpetual brain bleed. Like, Tom has ADHD. I can't stress enough how,
like, if we
that
can
is.
All get like passes for having ADHD, right. I would have been fucking all the taken men that I found attractive.
It's like, what? I would have robbed a bank ages ago.
Oh, I have ADHD.
Sorry, you guys. I just have ADHD, so I'm not sure what's wrong and what's right. Like, what?
My ADHD has never stopped me from right and wrong. Ever.
Me neither. No. Ever. That's like not the diagnosis. It's like, no, that's called schizophrenia or something. What's it called?
That's called narcissistic behavior.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when you cannot see what you are doing wrong. There is a name for that. And it's not ADHD. It's just
was just like watching Schwartz on Watch What Happens Live the entire time. I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't stop smiling, but I was also like
traumatized.
I feel like I need an adult.
Absolutely. No, for real.
But do you think Tom has ADHD? Do you think Sandoval does?
I think like what Tom meant when he said Tom has ADHD was Tom's perpetually on Adderall and cocaine and riding a high and not only does he understand what's right and wrong, but he understands and doesn't care.
Yeah. So Sandoval's like 40.
Men are so old.
Like, and this is what kills me. Let me look up Sandoval's age.
Ew, that is so embarrassing. Please look up Sandoval's age because
I am. He's 39. Apologies. Jax is in his 40s.
He's pushing still, 40. It's ridiculous.
I love the fact that Schwartz is just like, I mean, he has ADHD and it's hard for him to focus. I don't get, and like, okay, yes.
Why does he get such an easy pass?
You know, with attention deficit things, you do get fixated on one
absolutely
thing. But I have rearranged this bedroom office space 3 times.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a king size bed. I'm moving across by myself. So you do get like, I'll sit at my desk and be like, oh my God, I can't function. The
whole room must change.
It's off.
Yeah.
At never at one point going, I need to fuck one of my friends. Like,
right.
No.
Like, you know, that girlfriend of mine that's right next to me. Fuck
you know
her.
What?
I'm not going to do that.
And the heroin comment.
What was the heroin comment? What? When he was like, oh yeah, Raquel is Tom's heroin. I was like, yeah, I don't know if we're all not on the same page here. Clearly we're not, but heroin's not a good thing.
It's not. Do you think it is
like,
at all possible?
Heroin's are the junkiest drug addicts.
Do you think it's an addiction issue and Schwartz?
No.
I'm sorry. Sandoval's not getting the same high from cocaine and this and that. So he wants the like thrill of cheating.
Let me tell you what. I think that that's exactly what Sandoval's going to plead. No, I'm addicted. I have ADHD, so I had to fixate.
I'm
XYZ.
An addict.
But it's like, you know what? You're actually not. What you are is a dickhead asshole.
Yeah.
What's an addict is Carl. Carl's an addict.
Yeah.
Carl goes to treatment and Carl actively works on it. Tom makes terrible, terrible, terrible choices and justifies them based on diagnoses he doesn't have.
Like, let's look at the white fingernail polish in a terrible fashion.
Sis. So trashy.
It's so
white nail polish has to be done correctly.
I don't even wear nail polish, but I don't ever think, oh, I want white nail polish.
I've wanted white, but it has to be
a shimmer, like a
satin. Exactly. Like it's not what Tom's doing because Tom has like sunless tanner also, and it's chipped. And like, I don't know if you know this, but this is my theory. And I've stood by this for years. I can't remember where I heard it. But if your nails are chipped, it gives off the vibe that you have dirty panties. And if your nails, and so I've always called my chipped nails like dirty panty nails. So if your nails are chipped, just wipe off the nail polish. And
I will say this. Does that apply to toenails as well?
Toenails are totally different.
Okay, because I was going to say,
you can hide them. Put a sneaker on.
Okay. Okay.
Wear a sock.
You should be hiding your panties.
If your nails are giving off dirty panty vibes,
that's true.
Take it all the way off. If it's chipped, take it all the way off.
It's kind of like if I see a guy have dirty fingernails, I don't imagine his fingers going inside me.
Right. It's like if a guy's nails are a little too long, you get the ick.
Yeah.
If a nail's a little too chipped or a little too suntanned on the outside, I have the ick.
Speaking of it, okay, so Avery Singer was the bartender on Watch What Happens Live.
God bless that girl. She really tries, huh?
Heard her friend. I feel like you try to talk to them and they'd be like, oh my God. Like if you were a guy.
Yeah.
Instantly. There was something and I wrote it down. Avery promoting the business. Gene, you know what? As someone trying to start their business, plug it where you can.
Like, and especially there.
But she's saying, oh, we actually do like divorce parties and birthday parties and all this. But then she go like, someone's like, oh, you need to make sure you deliver. Avery goes, I will deliver. And I put that face that she's making. It sounds like she's implying sex. When Cohen is saying she will, okay. Avery saying, I will deliver. And that face that she was making sounds like she's implying sex. And then Andy Cohen saying she will deliver just like her mom. it happened so quickly after. I don't know if people caught it.
That's hilarious.
Because she's like, oh, I'll deliver. And Andy Cohen goes, just like her mom. And like, but it was like almost on top of each other. It wasn't planned.
Oh, my God. That
was
so funny.
Such a genuine, inappropriate moment. And I loved it. But did you notice that when Schwartz, he kind of did a voice thing when John Owen Lowe said it was wrong to hook up on the friend group. And Schwartz goes, well. Like,
because I think he knew it was wrong. And he also was like, here's the thing I loved about this episode of Watch What Happens.
He was so
unfiltered. Like, you know how it's like, I feel like Tom Schwartz lives in a world where he's like, well, the angel on my shoulder and the devil on my shoulder.
Yes.
But I usually listen to the devil. But in that situation, he had Andy on one side and John Lowe Owen on the other side. And it's like neither of those men on either of his shoulders were about to let him off the hook for fucking anything.
Schwartz asked Cohen how he was doing after the reunion. It's like, what the fuck? Like,
what happened at the reunion?
Well, no, it was just like Andy Cohen's there to do a job. He doesn't give a shit. Like, why are you asking him how he's doing?
I heard that they're going to air a 3-part reunion on Bravo, Peacock. But the bonus footage on Peacock.
Yeah. Do you need my Peacock login?
No, I have one, unfortunately.
Okay, let's get to the after show.
Oh, the after show.
I listened to the podcast for this and I watched it. But Sheena, they're acting like Sheena's wedding to Brock was like, her only wedding. This was her second wedding.
This was her second
Schwartz
wedding.
It's like, it's a once in a lifetime moment.
It's like for the second time.
Try to imply Katie was ruining it. It's like, It's no.
That's a manipulative vibe.
It's a recurring dream at this point.
Exactly. No, a recurring dream is exactly what it is.
Do you remember during Sheena's like wedding thing and she's walking up to the table and she goes, oh my God, what's that? And it was like that 360 camera thing.
Oh yeah.
But the way she did it was like, was no one noticing it? Because you know she knew what it was. And she goes, well, oh my God, what's that?
Right. And it's like, she just like knew that the way that was in her contract was like, it needed to be featured on Vanderpump Rules. You know, it's just like
Sheena and her shenanigans.
I know that you don't feel the shame way about Sheena Shea, but I would die for Sheena Shea. And I think that Sheena Shea is Vanderpump Rules. And if we didn't have Sheena, we could not have Vanderpump Rules.
No,
she is the backbone.
I 100% disagree. I think Stassi and Kristen and Katie, that friendship, I think that was a backbone.
Yeah, that was a good one.
When Lala came, Sheena was, if it was just focused around Sheena, it never would have taken off.
No, but Sheena was our gateway drug. And it's like, even when you get sober, you still think about your first time. You know what I mean? It's like,
do you think though, here's the thing, if Sheena was this, like in your mind, Sheena is such a like, oh, it's Sheena. Mm-hmm. She was kind of an asshole to Katie. Like, was pushing Rachel and Schwartz.
Absolutely an asshole to Katie. Okay, the preferred pool thing, like, we need to get into it.
Okay.
That was hilarious because you know that it's, like, an all-inclusive resort, which means there's, at minimum, 3 pools, right?
Yeah. And Sheena saying, I had her ex from the preferred list. You can't. Like... Are you
an all-inclusive resort that she paid to be at?
Like, she's not even in a block of room. She reserved a reservation. You can't say you're. Oh my God.
Oh my God. It was just so funny. And then when her and Chrissy Kelly were like laying out, like tanning, and Chrissy Kelly's like, do you want to go swimming? And she's like, should we? I was like, get in the preferred pool. Get in. I loved it
that no one was there when they were there.
I know.
But I also loved it that later, after Rachel went to the room, goes, one, bitch, this should have been a text. 100%.
This meeting could have been an email.
And this is what almost kills me. It's like, oh my God, did Sandoval prey on Rachel? Because
No, really. It's almost like when a teacher fucks a student. You're like, dude, this is wrong on a lot of levels.
And I'm not defending Rachel at all.
No. Of course not.
Keep the hate on Sandoval and Rachel, but Sandoval, don't let him blame Ariana. They were having problems.
That is exactly why I agree with you that he's a predator. Because if you look at, and I don't know. Well, I don't know if you remember saying that on the live stream, but you were like, Sandoval gives predator vibes.
Oh, no, I do. I thought that for years.
Okay. So, and that's exactly how I feel. Because if you look at this whole situation, everybody is blaming Raquel. Like the media is going after Raquel. Raquel's in TMZ. Raquel calls the police or whatever the hell. Raquel calls the paparazzi to come to the nail salon into in front of Tom's house. And it's like, and Tom is playing concerts, flying under the radar like a goddamn twat.
What did you think about Schwartz saying people threatened to pour beer on Sandoval when he poured beer on his own wife
and Stassi? It's like, I don't give a fuck if they shit on me. I don't care if someone projectile vomits onto Tom Sandoval
and give him a hug. What?
Give him a hug was the most like delusional comment I've ever heard.
Honestly, I couldn't stop watching because I'm like, and then when Katie came out and said, hire media, it's too late. It's 10 years in.
No, it's too late. And it's like, you know what? Media training wouldn't even help this man because he's so fucking stupid. He doesn't even know how to learn.
But if he's been drinking or he was just, and then like the wristband things.
What was that?
Because apparently there's a drinking game every time Schwartz touches his face. people would get drunk as often as I touch my face because it's always. I think he was trying to like, I truly think he was trying to distract, like, oh, maybe come in like playful. And
but that's exactly why he touches his face. Because if you think about when they were at dinner and Katie got up and left, Tom was like, oh my God, like putting his fingers all over his mouth and being like, Katie, no, good, don't get up, get up. But you do provocateur it. It's like, fuck off, Schwartz. I'm done. Cancel Tom Schwartz immediately. He's a little baby back bitch.
But if you cancel Tom Schwartz, we will never have interviews like Watch What Happens Live.
I know. And you know what? And what I mean only is like spiritually and definitely not in contract form.
I think the reason. Okay. Apparently I'm here. Like the rumor is that Kennedy and Sandoval got into the fisticuffs at the VPR reunion.
Yeah.
I truly do think, and this, and I'm not a Schwartz apologist because he knew more than he knew.
Yeah.
I do think he's manipulated by Sandoval 100%.
I do too, but I can't feel bad for him because it's
I don't.
You remember how he did that whole thing, how Sandoval was like, he's a battered wife. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, but he's actually not. He's a grown man who's a little bitch.
But is it possible he was in an abusive relationship with Sandoval?
Yes, but not with Katie.
But no. But I also think, like, Sandoval's a villain in all this. He's above Jax. He's above Schwartz. But it was so mind-blowing to me how when Schwartz was talking, well, I found out in August, about the one-night stand,
Right, and it's like, no, there's a lot going on here. August had to have been when he found out they were in love.
It has to be. Because then the thing is, you found out in August about a one-night stand. So right at the Mexico wedding, which was convenient, but would you not, like, you're still hanging out with Ariana. If Tom says, if Sandoval was feeding him a narrative, like, oh, we were broken up or we're breaking up. And Sandoval tells him in January, he's in love with Rachel.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Joel? Ariana doesn't find out until the 1st of March.
I know. It's so crazy.
Well, I have to ask then, if you found out your best friend was having an affair, would you rat her out or him out?
That's such a good question. And ever since you asked me that like a little bit ago, I've really been thinking about it.
Yeah, because someone asked it on Oh No Chelsea's like Friday post. Polls. Yeah, and hot takes.
It's such a good question because it's like, it would depend on who the husband was. If I was not close to the husband, like say my friend was cheating on their husband and I didn't know this guy at all, or a boyfriend or whatever. Yeah. And I just never met him, didn't know him, whatever. It would not be my place to be like, hi, boyfriend, we've never met. My friend over here, who I've known for years, is actually cheating on you.
I 100% agree with you.
But what I would do is say, bro, if you're going to be acting like such a crazy fool, you need to not be dragging this person on and you need to break up with them immediately.
I will say this. And I've been thinking about it for almost 24 hours by now.
Yeah.
I have friends that are dating guys that I absolutely despise. And if I found out they were cheating on them, I don't owe that guy anything. Mm-hmm. Like, especially when the guy's been assholes to me.
Right.
Hope she keeps cheating on you. I hope you keep spending your money on her.
And that's exactly why you should befriend your partner's friends. So that they, you know,
that tell you. Said, my best friend, I mean, and you know this, and if people listen to Can We Talk About, I talk about her all the time. One of my best friends is Renee. Uh-huh. I love her. I'm an aunt to her kids. Like, I'm at family things. Her, and not to sound like Rachel, her husband is like an older brother to me.
Right.
If I found out she was cheating, as much as I love Justin, I would not be able to tell him.
Right.
But I feel like he would know something was wrong because I would pull away.
What would you do to her? Like, would you say encourage her to tell, or what? Like, how would you handle that?
First off, I know Renee will listen to this, so let me give you a warning.
Hey, girl. Hey.
I would absolutely pull away. Justin would sense something was wrong.
Yeah.
I would tell you. I would give you a time, a deadline. If you don't tell him, I will. Because the thing is, if I never have to worry about this with those two, because they're
right. It's a hypothetical crazy thing.
But also, if she's able to do this to someone she's so in love with,
right?
She's not the person I know.
It's not who you want to even trust to be your friend, because it's like, if you can do that to someone who you've devoted your life to, like, what are you going to do to me?
You are who you associate with.
Yeah.
I don't want to be associated with cheaters.
No, or liars, or bad friends, or unreliable people.
But that goes back to the fact that Schwartz, Jax, Sandoval, they have all cheated and they all protect each other.
And that's the men.
But yet the women are crazy. But that's just they all hung out with who they associated with.
You know that sandwich shop that Ariana and Katie are starting?
Something about her.
Yes. I heard that the set designer for Nancy Meyers movies is the person doing the decor. And that is amazing and fabulous. And I'm obsessed.
I love that idea because it's not going to feel like a Subway.
No.
And it shouldn't.
It's not going to be.
But because it also sells cocktails, but that just makes it seem like it's going to be comforting.
And cozy. And
bright. And fun.
And you can hang out there. And it's just like, I love to be at that place.
Like,
you know?
A tea time with your girlfriends.
Like, and it's cozy and comfy and nice.
Yeah, and the sandwiches are going to be delicious. I hope it's not too white linen.
No, I don't see that for either of their vibe. Like, they both like color. Like, look at Katie's house is like checker print, like fun 90s.
Can we do really fast?
Yeah.
We need to talk about the VPR looks.
Oh,
because for having funky prints.
I loved her outfit.
So did I.
Yeah, I really
she
did.
She looked great.
I loved it.
I thought it was.
Oh, we need to talk about Ariana's dress because we're running out of time here. Okay. And I know you have thoughts. My thoughts are I liked it, but I did think while I did say give a little commotion for the dress and I loved it, I thought the skirt was too much dress.
The skirt was too long. And then the sleeves in that photo, the sleeves were too baggy. And listen, I'm not a fashion person. I'm in a Bears Beat Battlestar Galactica shirt and like mismatched sweatpants. I'm not a fashion person.
No.
The tape around her tits and on her stomach, it looked like caution tape. Or the black tape they would put in printed art. I was hoping for a shorter skirt, maybe a slit. Really, like, when she sits down, it still shows off.
I pictured her in one of those dresses, and I put it on my story, like Marlo from Real Housewives of Atlanta, it was like a naked woman's body painted onto a dress, like a gorgeous statue. I thought that's what she would do.
No, that sounds like a Halloween costume.
I love that
That
dress.
Sounds like a t-shirt with a bikini on it.
But sexy.
I really thought, I like the cutout of Lala's dress. I really thought it was a low cut. Mm-hmm. Or showing off her legs.
Yeah.
I expected red. So, but I think between the hair and the dress, I just didn't love it. I love Lala's outfit. I actually enjoyed Katie's for her.
Me too.
Sheena, gold. Ugh.
I love Sheena.
James Kennedy always looks great at a reunion.
He did. No, James Kennedy knows always how to dress.
That subtle color. It's. I'm more attracted to James Kennedy's attire.
Yeah, than him as a person.
Like, yeah. But if it was between him and Sandoval, I would go to James Kennedy because Sandoval dresses like he's a fucking character.
He does. Like, Tom Sandoval wearing that stupid Gucci belt was like, do you listen to Blonde Hair Black Heart with Blake?
I love him, but I don't listen because I'm still in 2019 podcast.
I know. You're an order listener. Here's yes. the deal. If you guys, like, he gives such a fun background off of, like, all of these outfits. And it's like, yeah, he made mention of Tom Sandoval's stupid Gucci belt. And it's like, yeah, what is this, 2009 with your Gucci belt? Like, that's your accessory, you know?
Nothing Sandoval could have worn would have made us love it. But James Kennedy, he knows what looks good on him.
He does.
Mm-hmm. He's for years, he's proven that. Schwartz, were we expecting anything more?
I honestly did expect him to tuck his shirt in. I did.
I mean, it's Schwartz. Rachel.
She looked like, have you seen the memes going around where she looked like the dance entry scene from Miss Congeniality?
Oh,
I was like, that is so true. Now, like, I can't lie. I want yes. the dress.
Miss yeah. United States. Yes.
Yeah. And they're like dressed like Lady Liberty and they're like yes. leaning in all fun. Yeah.
That's okay. Lisa Vanderpump, is she still needed on VPR?
No, get rid of her.
I see. I disagree. I think she's such a mother figure to so many of them, but we did not need that scene where they went back to her when they were in Mexico.
Right.
No. Reduced, but she's still. What did you think of her dress?
Lisa Vanderpump is tired and I'm over it. I need her to stop. Pump is for sale.
Is it for sale?
Pump. Uh-huh, is for sale. So I'm guessing they decided not to renew their lease and they're selling the brand and they're done.
I don't think they're going to sell the brand.
They said it's for sale, but whether it's bought or not is.
It might just be the building.
No, the building wasn't theirs. They were leasing the building. So I know they were. Oh,
so they're selling like the.
The stuff. And like, they're like, we're done. If you want to maintain Pump, you can maintain Pump, but we're done.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I think her outfit wise, what the fuck? You look like, no.
She looks like so bad.
But I also think she knows no one's going to give a shit because from what was said on the reunion or Watch What Happens, Ariana annihilates or exhilarates Tom. Like Sandoval and Rachel. I don't think anyone's going to worry about what Lisa's wearing.
No, but I really am so excited for the reunion. And when it is the reunion, we'll have to circle back and do this again. But until that comes out and, like, of course, we're on the edge of our seats, where should we look for you? Where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Classic Sky Tops. I'm also going to be getting my Twitter activated.
You need to.
And if you need a vacation, I do have a little side hustle. It's Leisure by Leah. And you can find me on Instagram at Leisure by Leah. And I will help you with any vacations you have coming up.
And honestly, she's pretty fucking good at it. If I do say so myself. Okay. And also go check out, if you liked how we vibe here, go check out Can We Talk About Pod with Leah and Lauren. And we're just doing this kind of stuff once a week, every week. Check out the Patreon, check out the website, check out the Instagram, leave a 5-star review. Please subscribe. It really helps us out a lot. And yes. We love you. And court's adjourned.
Bye.
Bye.